Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. An independent special panel of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved for emergency use a coronavirus vaccine developed by U.S. pharmaceutical giant Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech. The majority of panelists voted yes for the vaccine's emergency use based on the totality of scientific evidence available. Do the benefits of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine outweigh its risk for use in individuals 16 years of age and older? The FDA will likely give its final consent as early as Friday or Saturday. The U.S. government will immediately ship just over 6 million doses of the vaccine across the country, with frontline healthcare workers receiving top priority for the first inoculations. The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine jumped to the front of the line in the global effort to develop a vaccine against the coronavirus. Britain became the first Western nation to begin mass inoculations of the drug on Tuesday, just days after the government's medical regulatory agency approved the drug. Nigeria's health minister warning the country may be on the verge of a second wave of COVID-19 infections, as another official said the country expects to roll out a vaccine by April next year. The health minister later in the briefing said Nigeria hoped to start with at least 20 million doses of the COVAX facility, initially covering healthcare workers and vulnerable people who would be most at risk, such as the elderly. On Thursday, the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention urged rich countries that ordered more COVID-19 vaccines than they need to consider distributing excess doses to Africa. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. congressional leaders are still at a stalemate on extending programs that are helping millions of Americans weather the economic impact of closures due to the coronavirus pandemic. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, a California Democrat, told reporters the negotiations that have dragged on for several months are now making great progress. Lawmakers will buy themselves another week of time to negotiate a deal on coronavirus aid by passing a one-week extension of government funding that was set to expire on December 11. With time running out ahead of the holidays and the start of a new Congress in early January, legislators are expected to combine any deal reached on aid with a longer-term extension of government funding. Earlier in the year, Americans received as much as $1,200 in direct payments after the first round of closures to limit the spread of the pandemic. The U.S. military dispatched two B-52 bombers from the U.S. to the Middle East Thursday as part of an ongoing effort to deter Iran from potential attacks amid increased risk in the region. This, according to a senior U.S. military official. The mission to the region was designed to deter aggression, reassure allies, according to a statement from the U.S. Central Command, which oversees U.S. military operations in the Middle East. Last month, the Pentagon announced it would withdraw 500 American troops from Iraq before next year, U.S. presidential inauguration. Tensions have remained high between the U.S. and Iran over the past year. China's foreign ministry announced that U.S. diplomatic passport holders visiting Hong Kong and nearby Mao will temporarily now no longer receive visa privileges. Restrictions of what China's foreign ministry spokesperson described as reciprocal sanctions. The reference is most likely to sanctions that bar certain Chinese and government officials from traveling to the U.S. The U.S. military killed 8 al-Shabaab fighters and wounded 2 others in airstrikes Thursday in Somalia. General Stephen Townsend of the U.S. Africa Command said the military will continue to apply pressure to the al-Shabaab network. They continue to undermine Somali's sea security and need to be contained and degraded. The al-Qaeda affiliate terror group conduct dozens of car bombings across Somalia each year, including against citizens, government, and American targets. The strike comes days after President Trump ordered the Pentagon to remove the majority of the 700 U.S. military troops stationed in Somalia. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Reporting remotely, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.